are explained in the standard model as a result of spontaneous symmetry breaking, this is not true of the strong nuclear force. There is no symmetry, even in the equations of the standard model, that relates the strong nuclear forces to the weak and electromagnetic forces. Beginning in the early 1970s, this led to a search for a theory underlying the standard model, in which the strong as well as the weak and electromagnetic interactions would be unified by a single, large, and spontaneously broken group of symmetries. There was an obvious obstacle to any sort of unification along these lines. The apparent strengths of the forces in any field theory depend on two kinds of numerical parameter. The masses, if any, of the particles like W and Z particles that transmit the forces, and certain intrinsic strengths, also known as coupling constants, that characterize the likelihood for particles like photons or gluons or W and Z particles to be emitted and reabsorbed in particle reactions. The masses arise from spontaneous symmetry breaking, but the intrinsic strengths are numbers that appear in the underlying equation of the theory. Any symmetry that connects the strong with the weak and electromagnetic forces, even if spontaneously broken, would dictate that the intrinsic strengths of the electroweak and strong forces should, with suitable conventions for how they are defined, all be equal. The apparent differences between the strengths of the forces would have to be attributed to the spontaneous symmetry breaking that produces differences in the masses of the particles that transmit the forces, in much the same way that the differences between the electromagnetic and weak forces arise in the standard model from the fact that the electroweak symmetry breaking gives the W and Z particles very large masses, while the photon is left massless. But it is clear that the intrinsic strengths of the strong nuclear force and the electromagnetic force are not equal. The strong nuclear force, as its name suggests, is much stronger than the electromagnetic force, even though both of these forces are transmitted by massless particles, the gluons and photons. In 1974, an idea appeared that offered a way around this obstacle. The intrinsic strengths of all these forces actually depend very weakly on the energies of the processes in which they are measured. In any sort of theory that unifies the strong with the electroweak forces, these intrinsic strengths would be expected to be equal at some energy, but this energy might be very different from the energies of present experiments. There are three independent intrinsic strengths of the forces in the standard model. This is one of the reasons we have been dissatisfied with it as a final theory. So it is not a trivial condition that there should be any one energy at which all the strengths should become equal.